All right, as previously stated, we are so excited to have Sister Cindy Taff, who's going to be sharing some things with us this morning. Before she does, I just want to let everyone know and remind everyone, Sister Cindy helps us in so many ways. She teaches our kids in our Sunday school class. Also, she helps our young ladies and our women. She is a mentor and leader and a guide to many of them. And most important of all, Sister Cindy is a prayer warrior, and we appreciate her. We're proud of her, and I'm fortunate to be able to work with Sister Cindy. Sister Cindy, with that said, I'm going to give it right over to you.
Thank you, Brother Vic. Good morning, church. I love each and every one of you. I love Pastor and Sister Clark. It's an honor to be able to speak to you this morning. I don't take it lightly. I end up getting up, I study, and I write, and I write, and I write, and I condense it down to a very few pages. I've been reading this book that Sister Evelyn had loaned me, and I've been implementing things that were stated in this book. And when we pray, it's a secret place. A lot of you already know that I already have a prayer room in my closet. I've been praying in there for almost 8.5 years now. It is a secret place. It's a different entity to step over from my bathroom into my closet because I'm in a different place and a different time. And it's between me and God. The writer said, but after we're done praying, to sit still in complete silence and wait for God to answer. Now, can I always tell you that I've always done that? No, I'm a talker. Or either that or I'm praying in tongues. But this really made me think, you know what? You do talk to me, but I don't sit still and just be completely quiet. So the very first day that I did this, I went in there and I sat still. I was probably in there like 15 minutes sitting still. And my mind was wandering because I'm not saying nothing because nothing's happening. But then all of a sudden I was like, actually it was the second day I went in there because the first day I had an experience. The second day I went in there, I'm just sitting there and I thought, I got to think on heavenly things. And I started thinking of the day that we get to see Jesus. I started thinking of wrapping my arms around him, touching his hands. And tears just started flowing down my cheeks. And I thought, this is where I need to go so that when you talk to me, and as I'm sitting there, I heard, I am here. And in my mind, I thought, you know, because in this book, you know, it's like it's really making me really want to be able to differentiate, you know, my voice between his voice, you know, my spirit between his spirit. And I thought, okay, you know what? That was just me. And I got ready to leave, and I heard, I am he. And I just fell to the ground, and I just started worshiping. And I thought, oh my, like, I really need to even more so go deeper and dig deeper than what I was before. So each day has had an experience, but I'm going to share with you Wednesdays because for some reason this is what I felt to share. I had all kinds of things I was going to share, but this is what I felt to share with you. Wednesday morning I was in prayer, and as I'm reflecting after praying, I keep thinking, you're all around me. Your spirit dwells within me. And I was just in awe. And he gave me a word a long time ago because I kept saying I'm in awe. Captivate. He does. It captivates me. The thought came to me, drinking of water freely. I finished praying. I walked into the kitchen. And recently I had purchased a new refrigerator. And it has a feature on it. You put the glass in the middle and you push autofill. And it senses the glass is there, and it just starts pouring by itself. And you can walk away, do your thing, come back and pick your water up, and it takes it right to the brim. So as I walked away and the glass was filling, right at that moment, I felt the Holy Ghost. And remember, drinking of the water freely. This is where I thought, okay, God, I'm going to look this up. There's a reason you're showing me this. This is where I went to the scripture, John 4:14. The spiritual water, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. When we drink a glass of water, we'll thirst again. But to drink of the Holy Ghost, we never thirst. You know, when we pray or we worship, and it comes from so deep within, it's like sometimes in my head when I'm praying, it's so deep, I can't even describe it. But I think, God, where does that come from? I have the choice to drink every day of the Lord. Literally, just like that glass, to be put in them, for him to sense me, for him to know where I'm at, and for him to feel me. Through my time, through the time that I take to sit and I talk and pray with him and fellowship with him, to read my Bible, to show him that I'm willing to sit there and wait for him to talk to me, to show him that I want to know him, then, this is the great part, I get to testify of him, and he manifests so others can drink too and never thirst again. Psalm 42:2, my soul thirsts for God. David knew he was created by God and for fellowship with God. There was a hole, though, that was in his life. He was going through a heavy trial in his life that only God could fill. There are all these longings and needs, but no matter how successful he was, without the knowledge of God and daily intimacy with him, life would be like a hamster on a treadmill without real satisfaction. Finding happiness without God, a real cry for reality, would be like a dog chasing his tail. I always think of the Israelites just going round and round and round, never ever realizing who he was, what he could do, even after all the miracles that they showed him, and not making it to the promised land. I want to make it. The Lord invites us to turn to him for meaning and satisfaction through faith and through fellowship with him and having that intimacy. Why? First, he alone can quench our thirst. Man was created for God, and at the core of our being is a vacuum that only God can fill. Second, all our other routes to joy and meaning represent strategies of living independent of God. Means of trying to control our lives, self-will, our own self-will, doing it the way we want to do it, not the way God wants to, and not turn it over to him. Eventually, this is the real important part, and God has shown me in my own past that if I had not turned it over to him, what a disaster it would have been. Eventually caught in the trap of our own making. So I leave you with this. Fill my cup, Lord, to the brim of you today. That's all I've got for you, Brother Vic.
Sister Cindy, that was tremendous. That was power-packed. It was anointed. Even as Sister Cindy was talking here in the last several minutes, I've been here in the office just pacing the floor, listening to her words, but even more than her words, everyone, I was soaking in the anointing as Sister Cindy was speaking. That was powerful in so many ways, Sister Cindy. Thank you so much. I just want to make a quick comment. At the beginning of her devotion, she spoke about not just talking to the Lord, but talking with him. Of course, when you talk with someone, you get something back. It goes back and forth. You are literally communing with that person. And of course, you remind me of the verse in the book of Revelation that says, where the Lord says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man or woman hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him or her and commune and sup with him," which means to commune, to communicate, to have a relationship. And that's exactly what the Lord is wanting. And that's what Sister Cindy talked about this morning. Again, thank you, Sister Cindy, for this great message. I know that it's going to permeate the spirits and the minds of our people. Everyone, please be praying and meditating on what you heard this morning, and we will see everyone back on this line for our couple's devotion with Brother and Sister Sprinkles tonight. Couple. Tonight at 7:15 p.m. We'll see everyone then. God bless you. Have a great day in Jesus' name. Amen.